Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Wanderlover podcast in 2021. I hope you all had an amazing New Year's with loved ones, and I'm really excited for this episode because this year is going to just be the best year of our lives, and that is the mindset we are going to adopt. My intention for this first episode is to tip over the first domino in what is going to create such an exponential force in your life and business that you can't stop it. And if you joined me in our live stream, we had a live stream in the Facebook group on New Year's Eve where we set the intention and we tipped over the first domino. So if you haven't, we are going to go through how to do that in this episode. If you're not in the Facebook group yet, I will link it in the description. We are going to be hosting so many live events this year, and I can't wait to get to know more of you in 2021. And I also want to start this episode with a huge, huge win. So as you guys may know, the Wanderlover podcast was started last October, on October 5th of 2020. So it is just under 3 months old, and we are 16 episodes in. And last month, we were nominated for our first award by the Asian American Podcasters Association, and we were nominated for the Best New Podcast of 2020. And it's really funny, during the virtual awards show, I was wearing this like fancy short sleeve dress on top because it was a black tie event over Zoom. And I did my makeup, I did my hair, and I was wearing like sweatpants and slippers underneath because it was really cold. But you should have seen my outfit. It was just hilarious if anyone were to have seen me in real life. We didn't win, unfortunately, but I am still considering it such a huge milestone in the Wanderlover podcast journey. We actually lost to Guy Kawasaki, who is a Silicon Valley angel investor. He has worked on the board of Apple, of Mercedes, of Google, and he is just such a powerhouse. So I'm taking it as an honor that we are all competing against someone who is so highly respected in the entrepreneurship community. And I want to thank each and every single one of you for tuning in, for rating us and subscribing and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. I really appreciate all your support, and I hope that you all have learned a thing or many things from this podcast within the past 3 months. All right, and last life update before we get started. My podcast listeners will probably be the first to know before anyone else, so this is a special surprise for you guys. But in 2 weeks' time, Rags and I will be relocating to Hawaii. In Oahu, we have our flights booked. And as you guys may know, we couldn't return to Puerto Escondido because the Wi-Fi there was so, so horrible. And the reason why I need really solid Wi-Fi the upcoming months, not only because I have coaching calls every single week, but also because I will be launching my first mastermind. So this is going to be for a community of entrepreneurs with hot seat coaching, with teachings from me and support every single day. I'm aiming for it to be a 4-month mastermind, but it's going to be announced in the next few weeks, so stay tuned. And so, of course, I need really solid Wi-Fi to be hosting these group calls every single week. Hawaii is somewhere that is near and dear to my heart. I love it so much. It will be Rags's first time visiting, and we're just going to stay put, work, and enjoy the sunshine and beach once again. So lots of exciting things happening, and this is exactly how I want to start 2021, how I want to frame our mindset for the rest of the year, that of opportunity and possibility. I want to start this episode by sharing a recent conversation I had with one of my close friends from high school. So this happened when we were doing a white elephant gift exchange. And for my gift, I had gifted a book bundle of three of my favorite books that transformed my life. The first being 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. The second is Humans by Brandon Stanton. And the third is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And when I was sharing about the 4-Hour Workweek, one of my friends had kind of rebutted the book, kind of not arguing that it wasn't transformational, but by being more pragmatic and by saying that Tim Ferriss's business trajectory, he had started off his entrepreneurship journey building a nutritional supplements company. And I forget exactly what it was, but the gist of the conversation went that whatever Tim Ferriss did, it was not plausible or possible today for any of us to do because of X, Y, and Z reasons. And for that reason, it was just not a good roadmap for us to use in pursuit of a 4-hour work week. And then this reminded me of a conversation I had with a previous manager of mine at Bank of America when I had first discovered Gary Vaynerchuk, who is another great inspirational figure in my life. When I had first shared Gary with my manager was saying how Gary wasn't that inspirational because most of what he says is fluff. And a lot of it isn't technical. There's no steps that you can take in order to reach your entrepreneurial dreams. And it was basically all motivation. And so these two comments I kind of group similarly because at a certain point in my life, back when my manager had said it, I took it to heart. You know, I had admired my manager for various reasons, and he was a figure that was more, quote unquote, more successful than me. And I had pondered like my view on Gary because I was like, is he really motivational? Like, I find him motivational. How come other people are against him, right? However, when I had quit, after I had quit my corporate job, and when I had this very recent conversation with my friend, my views changed completely to the point where I countered by saying, look, Gary Vaynerchuk and Tim Ferriss, they have amazing journeys and they have platforms and books that transforms lives. And the point of these transformational books and seminars and Instagram posts, the point of all of this isn't to give you a map, like do A, B, C, or D in order to reach my level of success. That's not the point. And it's also impossible for you to replicate exactly what they did in their lifetime. So when they're sharing what they did on their journeys, they're not trying to help you on your journey by saying, do exactly what I did, like start this nutritional supplement company, start a flower or whatever, flower or wine shop like Gary Vaynerchuk did, or start a media company. That's not what they're trying to do. When they're sharing their biography, they're trying to get you to think critically about your own life. They're trying to help you become the next Gary Vaynerchuk, the next Tim Ferriss, but in your own way. So in my case, they're trying to help me become the next Danielle Hu, which has manifested as I've internalized their messages. It's manifested into me creating my own travel and entrepreneurship platforms, creating the Wander Lover podcast, creating all of these unique things that are uniquely mine, but it had come from the mindset training, the motivational training that they had provided in their books and their webinars and their posts, etc. Does this make sense? And so when I share my story, right, when I share how I quit my corporate job, started a travel blog, started content creation and full-time traveling and business coaching and social media consulting, I'm not telling you to quit your job and start a travel blog and start social media consulting and traveling full-time, right, et cetera. Although you totally can, like that is one intention for me to basically prove that it is possible. But if your intuition, if you don't want to quit your job, that is fine too. If you don't want to start a travel blog, that is fine too. If you don't want to start coaching or consulting, that is also fine. I'm not telling you to follow my footsteps. However, if there is one thing I want you to take away from my message, it's that whatever you want to do, it is possible. If you want to start, you know, running ads to mega e-commerce platforms and start drop shipping, you can do that. If you want to like budget backpack around the world for 10 years, like you can also do that too. And just because I found my own quote unquote way to success, it doesn't mean you have to follow exactly what I do. And this is one of the fundamentals of entrepreneurship, right? Because there's no one cookie cutter path that you can follow and learn to succeed. And I guess in corporate or in society, we are trained to think that after middle school, you go to high school and then you go to college, and then maybe your paths can kind of fork off whether you go to get an MBA or you could get a job or you can, you know, research or backpack for a year. And then once you join a company, there's this corporate ladder where if you work here for 2 years, then you can either get a promotion or change to a different company and get a raise. And it's like these really standardized paths that you follow. And if you are reading about people like Tim Ferriss or Gary or listening to this podcast, you might try to apply that same logic to your own life. So if you hear that I quit my job to start a blog, you might think, oh, this is one of the things that I can do in order to find my own success. But the main point, it's that you're taking bits and pieces from each of these people you admire and applying it to your own path. So maybe from my story, you are inspired by the fact that I followed my passions. And for you, your passion might be fitness. And then for someone else, you get the inspiration that you can start your own online fitness brand, right? And they inspire you to take action into creating your own online platform. And then from someone else, you gather inspiration that this is how you want to live and travel. And you're basically just taking bits of every person's story and applying it to yourself. You're not copying or trying to emulate someone else because, you know, that will never work. There's only one of you and one of them in this world. There's no two Oprah Winfreys, right? You're going to create a name and a business for yourself. And that only comes from taking action and being inspired, being confident in taking action, and then executing. Executing until you succeed. Failure is not an option. And we all know, I know, the audience knows that you are destined for success. So, two takeaways from the story. The first is going into this new year, look at every inspirational story with opportunity, not closed doors. And the second, as we are setting our new year's goals, write down what feels right for you. Write down goals that are intuitive, that align with who you are, and that the ones that make you feel good, right? There's no one way, one path. And so if someone else is doing something and it doesn't feel right to you, you don't have to have that as a goal. If someone who has inspired you takes one action, you can choose to take another action, right? And this is so important as we are finding our communities of people. I had this one call with a girl who told me that she loved her corporate job and she was in this mastermind where everyone else wanted to quit. And she felt so unaligned because she really wanted to keep her job and work on her side hustle. And it's crazy how your community and what you surround yourself with can have such a big impact. If you don't want to quit your corporate job, you don't have to. If you want to just stay in it and work on your side hustle and have two great career paths, you can have two amazing career paths, right? So set intuitive goals for 2021. And if you haven't already, we did this on the live stream in the Facebook group, but set a word for 2021. Pick out a word of the year. And I do this every year. Last year, my word was abundance. And so I change like my laptop password. I change a lot of my passwords to incorporate my word of the year into it, which I think is a great way to reinforce it into your day-to-day life. So my word of the year this year is service. I want to focus on how I can bring the most value, the most services to my community, and also have the vehicles in place where I can be serving a lot more of you than I currently am. So whatever your word of the year is, make sure it is intuitive and that it aligns with all the goals you have set for yourself in 2021. Going forward, we also want to be super intentional with taking responsibility for everything happening in our lives and our businesses. This is something that 2020 literally slapped me across the face with, because in so many situations, I just felt like so many things were outside of my control. From things like obviously coronavirus, but also when we were in Mexico and the Wi-Fi wasn't working and I had live streams planned and literally like all the Wi-Fi, the data, the cellular networks, all satellites just went completely down. And in those moments, I just felt like the world was happening in a way I couldn't comprehend and I couldn't run my business. However, what those situations taught me, what 2020 has taught me, is that we need to take responsibility for every single thing happening in our lives, and we cannot blame external factors. I can go on and on about blaming Puerto Escondido for its shitty Wi-Fi, but at the end of the day, I chose to go there, right? And I had the choice to leave. And really empowering yourself and in those situations, realizing that you always have a choice. You have the choice of whether to feel helpless and vulnerable in those situations or taking the control back. Controlling your thoughts and controlling your actions. So what if in those situations I decided to pivot my business and focus more on advertising where it didn't require me to show up live, right? What if I chose to get a return ticket back to America earlier? Those were all empowered decisions that I could have taken earlier to save myself all those headaches that I was facing. And so when you are going through one of these tough situations where you feel like the world is just out of your control, you have no control over your life, take a moment, do 5 deep breaths. This was something else that really helped me through the last year. I have this Apple Watch and there's this app on it where it basically guides you into breathing for a minute or 5 minutes or however long you set your timer to. But really, like, turn on a timer for a minute and just take 5 massive inhales and exhales and 5 giant breaths. Focus on your present, because a lot of times your mind can run on and on and on about things that are completely outside your control and just bring you down. But we are going to be resilient, right? We are going to take 1 minute and refocus back to our center and make decisions from a place of empowerment. And this is taking everything that we talked about in this episode and putting it into play, taking the control back to our own hands and thinking critically about our own life and business, right? So for example, if you have an email list and there is 50 people on it, you can either think, wow, I know other people with 5,000 people on their email list, and here I am with 50, the internet, Instagram, social media platforms aren't doing their jobs and no one's finding my email list and they're not subscribing. And here I am, I'm a failure and it's all the internet's fault. You can also look at the same exact situation being like, I have 50 amazing people, targeted people on my email list and it's only going to grow from here. Let me think critically, look at all the opportunities, right? Look at all these other people with so many people on their email list. If they can do it, I can too. And how am I going to change my 50 to 5,000? And with that mindset reframe, that is how we're going to approach every single obstacle this new year. Okay, so now that we have picked our word of the year, we've looked at all opportunities around us, we set really intentional, intuitive goals and have taken responsibility for everything happening around us, I want to go into how we're going to measure success and measure our wins in this new year. And it's going to look along the lines of consistency, conversations, and execution. So in terms of being visible, in terms of showing up for your business every single day, we need to be consistent. We need to find a way that we can feel our best. Our cups must be full in order for us to pour from them, right? I want you to measure how many conversations you're having, how many people you are reaching who's inspired by the work that you do, who feels compelled to reach out to you, right? And that comes through consistency. The conversations come through showing up. And last but not least, execution. So executing on every single one of your ideas. I'm going to reiterate this over and over, no matter how much planning you do, no matter how much reading, how much knowledge you gain, it will never be as effective as taking action and learning from experience. So now we are going to tip the first domino and we are going to take action. Think of your 2021 as a series of 365 dominoes and we are going to push over the first one right now. What is one thing that you can do right now in this real physical world that will get you closer to your goal? I would love to hear what you have in store for 2021, what your word of the year is. If we haven't connected, please feel free to reach out on Instagram. My DMs are always open. And currently, there are two ways to work with me this upcoming year if you need more support and accountability in your online business or your business ideas. The first is private coaching. I am currently accepting new applications for private coaching in 2021. And the second is a mastermind. So this is going to be a community of ambitious entrepreneurs around the world. It hasn't launched yet, but DM me if either of these containers feel right to you right now. Feel like it's what you're missing on your business journey and we can set up a call. I cannot wait to get this year started and to start learning more about all of you and working with you guys. Have an amazing first week of 2021. And remember, the best is yet to come.